على ما تقوم الله العالمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب حكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنهة مثنى وثلاثا ورباع يزيد في خلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، today we are starting سورة فاطر. It is a Makkan surah. And the translation for the first verse is like this: All praise belongs to Allah, originator of heavens and earth, maker of angels, messengers, possessing wings, two, three, or four. He adds to the creation whatever he wishes. Indeed, Allah has power over all things. So, he said himself, Fatir. Okay. So, Fatir came from the word Fitr. What is the meaning of Fitr? To cleave something in the land is called Fitr, and he called himself Fatir, means he cleaved in from the belly of nothingness the whole universe. There was nothing there, and he cleaved the belly of nothingness and brought the whole universe. See the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has two other names, Badi and Mubdi. What is the meaning of Badi? Is the creator. Mubdi means innovators. Means he creates and he innovates things. Means new things. That's a different thing. The innovation is different. Innovation means which was something new. But what is Fatir means? He created the nothingness and brought the whole thing. Subhanallah. Means from nothingness he brought the whole universe. That's his greatness. That's why I call it Fatir. And Bibi Fatma name came from Fatir. See now her respect that what he chose her name with his is such a beautiful name that he created holiness from nothing. It's a Fatir, right? So, originator of heavens are maker of angels, the messengers, possessing wings, two or three or four. Now, these angels are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are messengers in two senses. They are messengers in the sense of his domain of creation and domain of legislation. Domain of creation is alame takwini, and domain of legislation is alame tashri. Now I explain it to it. Now we see the manifested universe in front of us, right? They are the medium between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the manifested universe. They are the mediators. We see stars coming, we see rain happening, which is all visible universe. And Allah is unseen, and they are the medium between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, and all this manifested creation. They are the medium. In that sense, these angels. And they are the mediator between Allah and the messengers from the earth who bring. So they bring the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are working everywhere. They are working in all his creation, and they are working to bring the message to the all prophets. So they are playing the whole role, actually. You know, they are the medium between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever is happening around. That's their value. According to Masumin, they are created by the light. Imam Jafar Sam said, they are created by the light. So they are light. And they don't have any physical shape. And their food is the breeze from the throne of Allah. That's where they get food. That's their food. And they don't have death or decay. Okay? They don't have death or decay. Now the No, the verse goes, if you remember the verse, that he adds to his creation whatever he wish. First he says, yeah, there are two wings, three wings and four wings. Then he said, he adds to his creation whatever he wishes. That means their wings can be more than that. So Jibreel alayhi salam had 600 wings. And when he used to come, his real shape was like that, that whole sky was filled by Jibreel alone. Yeah. So from top to bottom, sky was filled with him. Now, Prophet says, God has created, not created anything more numerous than angels. Every day or night, 70,000 angels descend and go around the sacred house of Allah. Then they go to Messenger of God. And after that, to Commander of Faithful, means Najaf, and send the greeting there. Then they go to Al-Hussein and stand before him. When dawn comes, the path back to heaven opens for them and they never return. They will never come back. There are so many of them. Then Imam Baqir says that Allah, the Mighty Glorious, created Israfil, Jibreel and Mikael from single act of glorification and gave them hearing, sight and sharp intellect and quick understanding. That's them. Now Messenger says about angels, the sky has become constricted, it's tight. Why? Because there are so many angels. The sky has become constricted, indeed rightfully so. There is no spot in it then that an angel could place his feet. Means angels cannot put their feet. Why? That does not already have a bowing or prostrating angel already there. We don't see that. We are blind. So the whole sky is full of angels. They're bowing or prostrating. So other angels even cannot put feet there. That's many Allah has created angels. Now Mullah Muttaqiyah says about guardian angels. Who are guardian angels? The guards, right? Like Krishna said, do you have guardian angels? But Islam has guardian angels too, which we don't talk much about. They protect us all the time, right? They save us from all calamities, right? So what Mullah Muttaqiyah says, there is no person who does not have in a guardian angel protect him from sleeping into well or falling on him or misfortune striking him. Okay, but when the time comes, his time comes, it allows whatever befalls him to happen, and then he dies. Like we see many times that our car come out of the accident, right? Guardian angels, they're there, protecting us. So you know, I've seen the whole universe is run by angels. Now I will read a small dua of fourth Imam, small dua which talks about angels, and so you can have more understanding of angels. And now I say, read the dua of Imam Sajjad. And bless the keepers of rain and the drivers of clouds and the one whose voice is heard as thunderous clap when the reverberating clouds swim before him, lightning bolts flash, accompanied by snow and ice. And bless these who descend with the rain and it falls. They are coming with everything, angels. And those who watch over the treasures of the wind, they are all watching all this. And those entrusted with the mountains, lest they fall. They're all protecting mountains, right? Lest they fail. And bless those who you have taught the weight of waters. They know even the weight of drops. Yeah? And the measures of torrents and the rain. They measure everything is angels. Allah Akbar. Yeah? And bless the angels which are messengers to the people of the earth. And brings down hated misfortune and beloved ease. They all bring all that. And the players are the noble scribes, the honorable recorders who write. All angels are running the business, which we are not aware of that. But the people who are spiritual, they connect with these angels. They become angelic people. And you have to know to connect to unseen of Allah and angels, because there are so much. The death angel comes. And if you don't know all these angels, you say, who can? But you are a believer, you know them. Oh, you are ready to go with them because you're angelic himself. You become a spiritual man. That's the thing, you know. So now next verse goes, Ma yaftuhullahi linnasi min rahmatin fala mumsika laha wa ma yumsiku fala mursil lahu min ba'di wa huwa al-azizul hakeem. Next verse. Whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. And whatever He withholds, no one can release it from Him, after Him. And He is almighty, all-wise. All this, what you see is Allah's mercy. You see universe is Allah's mercy, right? all this rainfall and all these things what we have and food and everything and knowledge, which Shiva, angels bring all these mercies, right? So all these mercy comes from Allah and the treasures. And Allah says, well, if He opens the mercy, nobody can stop it. If He wants to make you alim, nobody can stop it, right? If He wants to make you rich, nobody can stop it. If He wants to give you life, nobody can stop it. But if Allah shuts the mercy, nobody can open it. That's Allah, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever, and is mighty and all wise. Means He's mighty. When He decides something, it will happen. But He's wise too. He'll go with His wisdom. If He wants to make you rich, it's because He is wise. It's good from His wisdom. If He wants to make you poor, shut the door, it's because He's wise. If He wants to give long life, He's wise. If He wants to give you short life, that's wise. If He wants to guide you, from Him. If He wants to misguide you, from Him. God is almighty and wise. So we pray to Allah all the time to give Him mercy. Open the doors for us of mercy. It's all from Him. Ya ayyuhannasuskurun. Ya ayyuhannasuskurun. Ni'matallahi alaykum. Hal min khaliqin ghayrullahi yarzuqukum min as-samai wal-ard. La ilaha illa huwa fa anna tu'fakun. Third verse. O mankind, remember Allah's blessing upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the sky and the earth? There is no God except Him. So where do you astray? We see every day how the rainfalls comes, how the food comes, how food grows, right? Allah is talking about it. Remember my mercy. Who is the creator other than Allah who can give you food from the sky and earth? There is no God except Him, so where do you stray? You know. Now we learn that all the rainfall comes from angels, growing plants comes from angels. They are all working hard to give us food, right? And it all comes from Allah's rahmat, mercy. Allah says, who is giving you other than Him? So where are you going? You sing all day. You know, I read somewhere that the whole planet has food stored only for 2 months. If there is no rainfall for 2 months, the food will finish from this planet. We'll be all hungry and die. And it's all these angels are doing with Allah's decrees, you know. And we all ignore all these things, you know. We don't appreciate those angels. We don't appreciate Allah. And we're just doing things the way and wait for our death to come and go. And then meet our death angels. You say, what are we doing? We are feeding you every day. Rain was coming. We are working hard. We are eating. And you came without anything. That's what I am. That's what I am. So you have to become a spiritual to see all these things. When rain comes, you have to see it. The angels are working hard. And just don't be blind, you know. وَإِنْ يَكَذِّبُكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. Now, if they impugn you, means you belie you, Prophet, suddenly other apostles will impugn before you and all matters are returned to Allah. Because all the prophets were belied. If you are belied, they were belied and you are returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why prophets were belied? And why Prophet was belied? Because people hardwired in this world, like animals. What animals know? There's a green pasture, I have to just graze it. The world, people are like animals. I want to enjoy everything is there. I want to drink my Coke and I need to must make down a sandwich, you know. And a good food and a good time. And when you become like animal, then you just ignore everything. Where the sandwich is coming, you don't know. Where the Coke is coming, you don't know. Where the red. Nothing, you just become like animal. Then you belie everything till the death comes. Right? That's what it is. Because when you do that, Allah makes your heart blind and He puts your heart in this world and you forget the reality that you're going soon from here. Huh? Ya ayyunasu inna wa'adullahi haqqun fala tughrannakum. فَلَا تُغَرَّنْ يَا أَيُّ النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعَدُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ حَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يُغَرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. I recite one more time, one mistake. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Now Allah says the next word, O mankind, Allah's promise is indeed true. So do not let the life of this world deceive you, nor let the deceiver deceive you from concerning Allah. Allah is saying that my promise is true. What is the promise of Allah? Allah's promise is that you have to meet me on judgment day and I'll reward you or punish you. That's Allah's promise. So that this world should not deceive you, or deceiver should not deceive you. Who is the deceiver? Shaitan. So how Shaitan deceives you? Mizan explains. So the deception starts like this, okay? Mizan says, deception starts like this, that Allah is merciful. Allah will forgive you. So let it be a little bit easy. That's how it starts. Then he'll say, let's get focus on this world and let's try to achieve something. Then you achieve things, then he tells you that now you achieve something. This is the real happiness. And let's get involved in this. And let's enjoy the success of this world. And enjoy the power and the money and enjoy it. And slowly, slowly you're away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enjoying it here. Put your heart right there. And now you are forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So slowly your mind is totally in this world, and then what happens? And you start thinking that who are these messengers and who are these angels and who is the judgment day? I think are not true. These are from old stories, and your mind is more totally focused in this world. That's how it deceives you till death comes. That's the deception of Shaitan. That's how it does. Okay. Inna Shaitana lakum aduun fattakhiduhu عدوا إنما يدعون حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. Satan is indeed your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his confederates so that they might be among the inmates of blaze. Yes. Okay. Allah says that he is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. So he invites his confidants, means who are following him, so they become the inmates of fire. That's what he wants. So Shaitan, our enemy, is a jinn, right? There are jinnah, every person has one jinn around him. Allah tests him through that jinn, who is Shaitan, who whispers him. There are two Shaitan. Shaitan is jinn, and Shaitan is human who comes and distracts you. They are also Shaitan. There are two. Sometimes Shaitan, human is more dangerous than Shaitan, jinn, who comes and takes you, right? So those Shaitan, they are your enemy, you know. So we need to learn how Shaitan comes to us, because jinn is unseen, you know. So whenever whispers comes, or whenever some bad thought comes from Shaitan, you need to point right there that he attacked me. If you don't see his attack, you know, then he takes you to the right and you're done. So you have to keep checking your heart all the time. If you are fighting with somebody, it's because of Shaitan. If you are becoming weak in your faith, it's from Shaitan. If you have doubts coming, it's from Shaitan. You start fighting. Don't let it go. Don't let your guards down. As soon as your guards are down, he takes you to right. And he will take you to fire. You know? So you have to be on watch all the time. الَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا لَهُمْ عَزَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَالَّذِينَ آمُوا عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَخْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah says next, he warned again. Allah warned. There's a severe punishment for the faithless, but for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, there will be forgiveness and great reward. You know, the punishment of fire, you understand, is, you know, we don't appreciate the punishment of hell, you know. It's fire, burning fire. Are you ready to go to a burning fire? We don't understand this, the verses appreciate. Fire burning, you know, we cannot see the stove, chicken being baked for 10 minutes, it becomes black. What about going to hellfire for eternity? There's the punishment. And for the righteous, there's forgiveness and great reward. Allah says great reward. What is great reward? You think that when we die, we go to Allah, we live forever, and we get being hosted by Allah forever. The being hosted by Allah forever is a great reward in paradise. Whatever you want is there for you. We are here for 50, 60 years. Either you go to become in the fireman or go for the eternal treat. Brothers, this is serious.
So we have to be focusing on the Quran and understanding this. Afaman zuyyina lahu su'u amalihi farahu hasana fa inna allaha yudillu man yasha'u wa yahdi man yasha'u fala tadhhab nafsika alayhim hasarat inna allaha alimun bima yasna'un. Allah says the next verse, what he says, is someone the evil of whose conduct is presented as decorous to him, so he regards it as good? Indeed, Allah leads astray whoever He wishes and guides whoever He wishes. So do not fret yourself to death regretting for them. Indeed, Allah knows best what they do. Now, I'll explain this verse. It's a little difficult. You know what Shaitan does? Now, I'll explain in short verse. He looks at our bad deeds and good deeds. Oh, this is good. Like, I'll give you an example. You know, like people say, just be good to hear, this is good enough, you know, who cares about books and all that, you know, just be nice to people, be good human, you know, and it's all okay, you know, and they talk about great scientists, how they invented, and they'll get great reward. Means the whatever they think is right, you know, they don't go according to Allah's rule, and they think they are doing good, you know, this is good enough. This is what it is. They think whatever they do is right, and make excuses, even like people who are show-off. They are showing off, they don't know they are showing off, and all this is one of the worst sin you do, and they think this is good. You know, these are examples. So now I go to verse. If someone whose evil whose conduct is presented as decorous to him, evil is presented to him as decorous. They are kuffar mostly, right? So he regarded it as good. He says it's good. Allah is talking. Now I'm reading translation. It's good. Now Allah says, Allah indeed leads astray whoever He wishes. Now Allah leads astray whoever He wishes. These are the people. And guides whoever He wishes. Now we are going back to the whole surah, okay? Allah is the creator, right? Remember that. Allah is the sending of mercy, we know that. Allah sends the angels to do things, we know that, right? And Allah gives us food from the heaven, we know that. Now Allah is saying in Allah is this, that to whom Allah wants to astray, He leads astray, and to whom He wants to guide, He guides. Now He talks to Prophet. What is this Prophet? So do not fret yourself to death regretting for them. Do not kill yourself, Prophet, regretting that they are not being guided. Because Prophet used to get sad that why they are people becoming people of fire, not listening to Allah. Allah's promise is true. So Allah is telling Prophet that I am the one who leads them astray. I am the one who leads them. So why are you killing yourself, Prophet? Because all these Prophets wanted everybody to go to heaven. And people did not go, right? So Allah says to Prophet, don't kill yourself because I am the one who is leading them astray. Because Allah, when He shares the mercy, nobody can open it. But Allah is mighty and wise. Allah does everything with His wisdom. You know, if you're a crooked person, Allah will misguide you. But if you're a nice guy, Allah will take you towards guidance. And Allah says that indeed Allah knows best what they do. I know what they do. And according to what they do, I treat them. If you work hard and sincere, Allah will guide you. But if you are crooked and love this world, Allah will misguide you. That's how it is. And guidance goes to eternal happiness. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُصِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَا لَهُ إِلَىٰ بَلْدَةٍ مَيَّتٍ فَأَحْيَنَا بِهِ أَرْضَ بَعَدِ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ. It is Allah who sends the winds and they raise a cloud. Then we drive towards the dead land and with it revive the earth after its death. Likewise will be resurrection. Allah reminds the resurrection every day. Allah says, I am the one who sends the wind, who brings the clouds. Now we know how angels are working hard, right? We talked about already. And then takes to the dead land and brings it life. Like all these plants, angels are involved everywhere. When we go to Inshallah paradise, we see angels everywhere working. But we were so unfortunate we couldn't see angels here. The spiritual people feel angels here. You see, their angels here are also writing. They feel all that. They feel the guardian angels. Because of their spirit is so pure. So Allah is saying that He sends the wind again. And raise cloud and we drive toward the dead land. And we revive the earth after death. Likewise with the resurrection. That's how I resurrect you. Resurrection is so close. Believers see resurrection is happening right now. How resurrection will happen? It's very interesting. Masum says, for 40 days it's going to rain. And your meat is going to grow from the earth.
He'll come out. Allah open. We seek Allah refuge for that day. I seek refuge for that day when we'll be resurrected and we'll present to Allah and the blazing fire will be in front of us. We seek refuge of Allah that we should not be thrown to that blazing fire forever. We pray. We give Allah the vast of Hussain alayhi salam that Allah save us from the blazing fire that day. And with the wasila of Ahlul Bayt, put us in heaven, eternal heaven. Because that's how we'll be resurrected. Man kana yuridu azzata fa lillah azzatu jami'a ilahi yas'adu kalimatu tayyibu wa amalu salihu yarfa wal ladina yamkaruna sayyiati lahum azabun shadid wa makru ulaika huwa yabur. This is last verse for today. Very beautiful verse. Very famous verse. Whosoever seeks honor, honor entirely belongs to Allah. To him ascends the good word. And he elevates righteous conduct. As for those who devise evil schemes, there is a severe punishment for them, and their plotting shall come to naught. Now, it's a beautiful verse. I'll explain you. Mizan explained so well. So, our honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are verses in the Quran that honor belongs to Allah and Prophet and believers. Okay? What is honor? What is honor? Mizan explained. Honor means might and glory. Might and glory, right? So that means dominance. That's why Allah's name is Aziz. Aziz means he's dominant. He's glorious. That's honor, right? And all honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the rahmah of Allah to whom he wants to give the honor, he'll give. Like Allah gave honor to messenger, right? Allah gave honor to believer. So honor is distributed by Allah. But it all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And then after that Allah says, to him ascends the good words. What is good words? Good word is good belief. What is good belief? La ilaha illallah, right? Muhammad Rasulullah, Ali Waliullah. This is good belief, right? When you have the good words with good belief, it ascends towards Allah. How it ascends to Allah? When you have good belief, your heart goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards His throne. So you ascend, Allah says that. And your honor goes higher, right? And the verse goes further. And he elevates righteous conducts. He elevates righteous conduct means what? When you have good belief, you do good deeds. Because it will be in nature that you will be in complete state of certainty that judgment is going to happen right there. Angels you feel there. So you are certain, so you always do good deeds. And when you do good deeds, it elevates your position higher to Allah. And what happens when you have good deeds? Then it reinforces your good belief. And you go to state of certainty. And you come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your azad, your honor goes higher. Right? And as for those who devise evil schemes, there is a severe punishment for them. And their plotting shall come to naught. Who does all these kind of evil schemes? The best example is Karbala. You see Karbala on the 10th of Muharram, Imam Hussein and 72 companions had the best good words of the belief. The belief was so strong, you know. That's why we see the Arafah, Imam Hussein, before his martyrdom, he read this dua in Arafah, right? Couple of months before his Shahadat. And that shows his good words of good belief. He showed that dua and his companions on the night of on the 10th, they were completely in the great belief that they were seeing their paradise there. So in the daytime, they showed the best deed of getting martyred. And when they showed the best deed of martyr, Allah gave them honor. The honor which you see of the 72 companions today, that so many millions are going to Karbala because of Allah gave him the honor. Not only they are getting honor, but the Zawwar, the Zahir are getting honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the honor from Allah of the good belief and good deed. And we should join, brothers and sisters, the honor of being Husseini, being Tawhidi, and join the caravan of honor to the point that Imam Zama comes and bring honor to the believers in this earth and make them the heir of this earth. على نظركم الظالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.